It is 3 o'clock, and as we've been promising for a couple of weeks now, a very special Studio 2 about to commence with Sam Yonas, who is in town to play Soul at Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight, or is that over at the Rail Yard?
Oh, it's a Santa Fe Soul.
Okay, Santa Fe Soul. Good, good. Thank you, Sam. I'm glad you knew. Anyway.
No, Santa Fe Soul, yes.
It is great to have you here today, and just wonderful that you're back in town. You've been here with your former band, the Bodines, before, and now you're out on the solo tour, and you are kind of pushing the new album, 4 a.m.
Absolutely. I'm not really on a tour per se, but I'm here working on a kind of a one-man play kind of project that I'm doing the music for.
Really?
That is slated to perform in Denver, Chicago, and New York as of now.
So you're kind of watershedding it here?
A bit, you know. But, of course, it's always great to be in Santa Fe. It's been a while, and I'm very happy to be at the radio station today.
It is excellent to have you here. Let's start with a couple of questions about the new album. It's sure. called 4 a.m. Tell us about that hour of the day and what it means to you.
Well, I've always been a late-night person, you know. I mean, even when I was a kid, I grew up in a very small house with like 9 people and a dog. And so after everybody was asleep was kind of the only time where you kind of had the place to yourself. So I kind of gravitated towards that. And even, you know, they made me go to bed, but I'd be up, you know, I'd be up in my bed under the covers with the transistor radio listening and staying up because I was afraid to go to sleep because you never knew that next song might be the one, you know?
Yeah, never
so,
know.
That's kind of how it was. I just always kind of gravitated toward the later hours.
Well, with the exception of the Big Family, it sounds like my childhood. Same thing, transistor radio under the pillow.
Sure, sure. Very, very common story.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, let's ask you a little bit about the Bodines. Closer to Free is that monster hit that so many artists aspire to. Does a hit like that become an albatross around a band's neck?
I wouldn't go that far, you know. But, you know, when we had that big hit song, there's kind of a price that you pay because all of a sudden all kinds of radio stations that never played your music before are playing your music. They're playing that song anyway.
Right.
And there's always a price. And they, of course, all those radio stations have a big kind of summer concert where they invite, you know, 8 or 9 acts and you have to go there and play, you know, and you have to play the song and do make all nicey nice with those people, you know, and then you know as soon as that song's over, then they're through with you.
Yeah, unless you have another
one. Go through that whole political thing, you know, so that there's that side of it. But on the other hand, you know, it opens the door to a whole new, you know, audience for you.
Uh-huh.
So it's just part of the game, you know.
The songwriting credits for the group, the Bodines, was listed as the Bodines. Was it really a collaborative effort, or did everybody bring something to the table on their own?
Well, that's not exactly accurate. Songwriting credits were listed to Yonas and Newman, or Newman and Yonas.
Okay.
And that kind of tells you how it went. Any song that was listed, Yonas Newman, was pretty much my song. And Kurt may have added a little this or a little that, and vice versa.
Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
And, but we mostly worked alone. You know, once in a while we would sit down together, but that was very rare.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always been kind of a solitary person. And when you have an idea, you go with it. You know, it would take too much time to like call somebody up and say, hey, man, when can we get together? Because by then, you know, it's gone.
The thought might be on.
Right.
Especially at 4 in the morning,
too.
Yeah. You're not going to get a lot of people getting out of bed to join you at that hour. Right.
That's very true. I know a few, though.
I'll bet. What is the best part about being a solo artist? You know, John Lennon wrote that song, Just Like Starting Over. Is it?
Well, in many ways, it is like starting over because, you know, without the big banner of the Bodines behind me, a lot of people don't really know who I am. You know, they might... They might know the Bodines and they might know Sammy Bodine, but they don't necessarily know Sammy Yonas. And so you have to reestablish yourself, and sometimes that takes a while. I talked to Dave Alvin about that after he left the Blasters. He was saying it took him about 2 years to kind of, you know, find an audience and have a kind of recognizable brand.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm resigned to that, though.
So you know,
I didn't plan on leaving the Bodines, and it's not something I really wanted to do. It was just something that I had to do after, you know, I mean, it's a sad thing that happened, and, you know, but things happen and you go on, you know.
Indeed.
So here I am.
Well, we would love to hear a song.
Okay. What song and why do you want to hear this song? You want to tell the story?
Well, okay. I requested a Going Home, which was a song that we signed off a radio station with in Denver, Colorado. It had been around for 2.5 years, and we were looking, of course, for special songs for that last hour. And, you know, reading the lyrics to Going Home, it just made sense that that should be the last song before we went dark. And so every time I hear it, I mean, we play it here, and it always brings a tear to my eye. Even, you know, here we are, I think that was 1991, so 13 years ago, or no, I guess longer than that now, 20 years ago, and it still brings a tear every time I hear that song.
Well, try to keep your composure, and we'll do it the best we can here.
Will do.
But let me just say this about the song. When I was working with Robbie Robertson on his great comeback solo record, he was asking me about my family and stuff, and I told him the story about how you know, my people started out in Mexico and then moved to Texas, and then around the 50s, my family moved up to Wisconsin, and like so many families did, to work in the foundries of the Midwest, you know, to find better jobs and make better lives for their family. And he's like, wow, that's a song, you know. So I sat down and I thought, well, you know, I think you're right. And I wrote this song. It's called Going Home, and it's dedicated to all our forefathers. Well, they said goodbye to all their friends and left their humble homes behind, 'cause they'd heard about a chance up north amidst the noise and dirt and fire. And on the way they prayed to God, have mercy, send us down a light. And when the babies cried, they told them close, mijo, everything is all right. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of a snow-white dove. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of love. Well, one walked his way around the town, the other took the name of Rose. They both never had much wealth, but each one knew how a flower grows. And they spoke a language and new ways and raised their families true to heart. Their blood runs through my veins so deep I know they could never tear us apart. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of a snow-white dove. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of love. Just trying to stake a place that they could call their own. And as we lay them down to sleep, I know in my heart that they're going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of a snow-white dove. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of love. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of a snow-white dove. Going home on the wings of angels, going home on the wings of love. That's a high one.
That is. Okay, I have to go blow my nose now. So I'm gonna let the rest of the interview continue now with our managing editor of SantaFe.com, Todd Lovato.
Okay.
Sam, it's a pleasure to be here, to have you here.
It is a pleasure to be here.
You're performing tonight at Santa Fe Soul. I have a question. You're going solo acoustic. That's right? Now, do you have to prepare differently for this kind of a performance compared to when you come with say, the Bodines?
Yeah, it's quite different because, you know, without a band behind you, I mean, you're responsible for all the dynamics, you know, so you can't be just be playing at one level all night. You have to, you know, set up the set so, you know, there's peaks and valleys, you know, and you need to, you know, play very quiet sometimes so you can play loud and it makes a big impact that way, you know, and you don't tire out people's ears at one volume. So it is quite a difference.
So you have to kind of strategize the set list, maybe make some arrangements. People might want to hear some of the hits, but you might have to arrange them a little differently for that kind of setup.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not really a great lead player or anything. So, you know, I'll do a lot of vocal, you know, instead of like a lead guitar break, I'll do like a lead vocal break like I just did in Going Home, something like that, you know.
The title of your new album is 4 a.m. and then in parentheses, The Way Home. Now, it's an intriguing title to me, come my eye, because it feels like there's kind of like a narrative behind it. There's a kind of story built into that. What was behind that, not just that album title, but that song in particular, which has some really great lines in it?
Well, when I was gathering these songs together, you know, it sort of became clear that, you know, well, gee, there's a lot of references to late night and, you know, 4 a.m. obviously. But just, you know, a lot of the songs take place at night, late at night. And so it was sort of obvious to call the record 4 a.m., you know, and because, you know, I've always had an affinity toward that time and an affection for that time as well. You know, and then I also noticed as we were going along that a lot of the songs mention the word home. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to, you know, make reference to that as well. That's why it's 4 a.m. The Way Home. You know, I don't know. It's I don't want it to be too cerebral or anything like that.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah, don't think about it too hard.
Right.
But also, I mean, your album has a really intimate kind of introspective feel. I think a lot of listeners will really respond to that really well that are, you know, used to hearing your prior work. What was kind of the process of creating this album with did you come into it with that intention of that kind of, yeah, like a introspective stripped down approach?
Well, when I was making this record, you know, I had no intention of leaving the Bodines. This was something I was just doing on the side just because I always have a lot of extra songs laying around and I had some downtime. So I thought, well, why not make some recordings, you know? And whenever I stepped away from the Bodines, I always really tried to make it a point to do something very different, not try to do anything that would even remotely sound like the Bodines. So that's a big reason for why this record is almost completely acoustic, and there's no drums on this record. There's percussion, but there's not a drum set, you know, so you never get that kind of beat going, you know, and that's all by design, but mostly because I wanted to do something very different than I had ever done before.
Now, you and Kerr are the co-founders of Bodines in the early 80s. Now, it's kind of like part of rock and roll legend, you know, that these two-headed banded monsters, the Lennon-McCartneys, the Pink Floyds, it's not always easy over the years to have this kind of dual visionaries in the band. What are you learning now as you approach, you know, this a solo kind of pursuit that you really are appreciating, that you're taking away and moving forward?
Well, gee, I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know what I'm learning, you know, but what I'm enjoying about it most is that, you know, now I kind of have a freedom, you know, like you said, I don't have to, you know, consider another guy's opinion. You know, I can pretty much do whatever I want to do, you know, and no one's going to say no, you know. And it's nice to finally have a freedom to kind of play a bunch of songs that I wasn't able to play before, because when you have two writers, you can't record all your songs. You know, you can only record about 12 of them or so, and it's half and half. So that leaves me with six. So if I have 30 songs that I've written, you know, I mean, that's, you know, what, that's about one fifth of your material. So it's nice to be able to play a lot more of the material that you've written, you know. So, and it's refreshing in a way because, you know, with the Bodines, I mean, it was kind of like there are certain songs that we had to play. You know, we have to play Closer to Free and, you know, whatever the other ones are, you know. So that even takes more away from the from you playing some new stuff perhaps or some older, more obscure stuff. You know, that left you with about maybe two slots in a set list of stuff that you really, really wanted to play.
Well, maybe you want to play something like that for us now as a preview for the night, maybe off the new album.
I would. This is a song that we actually recorded with the Bodines, but it was changed drastically. Like, that's a great example of like how I compromised this song to, you know, to be a team player, you know. But this is the original vision of this song, and this song is called Nobody Loves Me, and it goes like this. As I'm sleeping beside you, you're the dream in my head. And when I wake in the morning, you're my breakfast in bed. And heaven can't help me, so I can't wait to see you. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. Yeah, nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. And like the sun as it's riding high above the clouds, I feel your warmth all around me, and I haven't any doubt. In heaven can't help me, so I can't wait to see you. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. Yeah, nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. All right, sing do 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 do. And at the end of a long day, it's your eyes and your smile, and I just want to hold you a long little while. In heaven can't help me, so I can't wait to see you. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. Yeah, nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. All right. Do 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 do. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. Yeah, nobody loves me, nobody loves me like my baby. Yeah, yeah.
That is a beautiful song.
Well, thank you. My voice is a little ragged. I apologize for that.
No,
I've been
worries.
Singing for 3 hours already today, so.
Now I have to go compose myself all over again. You've been listening to Sam Giannis today.
You're a sensitive guy, Ira.
Sammy Giannis today in Studio 2 and, of course, on stage tonight over at Soul Santa Fe Brewing Company. Do not miss him. You are in for a great night of love songs and more tonight with Sammy Giannis. And, of course, the new album is called 4 AM. One final question for you. When you were lying there in bed with that transistor under the pillow, was there a certain song or a band that made you think, I'm going to rock for a living? That you heard?
No, I was always a fan of everything. Back then with, you know, AM radio in, let's say, about 1968, it was wide open. I mean, yeah. You hear everything from like the Beatles, the Stones, CCR, Tom Jones, Glenn Campbell,
Gladys
all the
Knight,
great
yeah.
soul music, Motown soul, Atlantic soul, Philly soul, you know, Southern soul, and Mamas and the Papas, everything. It was wide open. So that was what I loved. Yeah. Every song was great.
So you know? Were just a rock and roll fan then.
I just love a great song. You know, I don't care if it's heavy metal or rap or country. If it's a good song, you know, I'm for it.
There you go. Well, KBAC listeners, if you want to hear a lot of great songs, you make it out to Soul at Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight for Sammy Giannis. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.